The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Hello, my fellow tax slaves on the plantation of slave Andy. Let me ask you something. Do you know there's a war going on? I'm not talking about Gaza. I'm not talking about Iran and Israel. I'm not talking about Ukraine and Russia and the proxy war the U.S. is involved in. No. I'm talking about a war on the people, not just here in the United States, but around the globe. There's a war on the people. You know, the Constitution, you take an oath to, you say, to defend against enemies foreign and domestic. Ladies and gentlemen, we have enemies domestically. Our government is the enemy of the people. And you start to think back, and most of you don't even realize that there's a war going on. It's a war in secret. It's a war nobody notices, but everybody suffers from. Inflation is one of the weapons. Food is another one of the weapons. War on farms. The war on coal, the war on oil. The war on climate change. Now, climate change, global warming, was started back with the Club of Rome, back in the late 60s, early 70s. And in there, they found that climate change, global warming, was something that they could use to nudge people, to nudge mankind into what they call sustainable development. And basically, it's a bunch of eugenicists that have gotten together and said there is a lot too many people and we need to do away with a bunch of people, and how can we do it? And so they came up with global warming as and saving the planet. What they said in the Club of Rome piece is that the enemy itself is mankind. Now, shortly after that, and around the same time, you had the World Economic Forum formed, you know, with old Klaus Schwab, whose mentor was Mr. Henry Kissinger, whose mentor before that were people like George Bernard Shaw and Margaret Sanger, and a lot of other eugenicist. It's the same cult that brought you Bill Gates. Bill Gates' father was big with Planned Parenthood. He was a eugenicist. Then shortly after the Club of Rome came out with this and the WEF was formed, the United Nations had a big to-do down in Rio de Janeiro, where H.W. Bush and all them came in. And we had this great big idea, this new program called Agenda 21, with this is where sustainable development was introduced to the public. And through that, although it wasn't a treaty, it was implemented through soft policy. And by that, soft policy is done by controlling the where funds go and how they are directed. So transportation funds or education funds or development funds are directed to the areas and the places and the people that they want to complete an Agenda 21 sustainable development, which has now gone into 2030, Agenda 2030, you know, where you own nothing and be happy and eat bugs every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at war. That war started long, long time ago, and you haven't noticed it. There's been ups and downs, and incrementally, this has been put in place. And I know this might sound a little crazy to you, but just entertain me for a minute. What if this whole climate engineering and climate sustainable development and save the planet is really, really all about culling the herd, murdering a lot of people, and they've been planning it for 50 years, maybe even longer. Let's take, for example, shortly after this whole Club of Rome thing came out, Mr. Richard M. Tricky Dicky Nixon formed a new agency, and it was there that it was going to keep us safe and protect the environment and all that. The Environmental Protection Agency was born. Now, look at where they're at now, and they control just about everything. They control the food, they control the water, they control everything about the economy, and they're gaining more and more strength each and every year. It's the EPA that has the war on coal and oil, the war on cows, you know, the cow fart thing. It's a war on farms. It's a war on small meat producers. It's a war on small farms. Look at your education system. Progressively, incrementally, you've been dumbed down generation after generation. I dare you to look at any of the tests and all and find any of them that have gone up. America's being dumbed down on purpose. Then, what if all this was part of the plan? Look at what they're doing with climate. Now you're starting to see headlines where they're talking about solar radiation management. Because the global planet, the planet is warming. Oh, we're going to have boiling seas, they say. So now they want to do cloud brightening to reflect the sun, to reflect the heat away from the planet. But ladies and gentlemen, what if that is not true? What if it is designed to do that, but what if the planet's not warming and it instead is going to be going into a cooling stage? What would that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to enter. We are entering into a grand solar minimum. The last time this happened was called the Dalton Minimum or the Little Ice Age, which swept across the Northern Hemisphere and killed millions. Some of the great rivers that never froze before were freezing winter after winter. You know, cold kills more people than heat. That's a very well-known fact. Many studies have shown that. So what if these eugenicists have figured out and already knew that the grand solar minimum was coming, and now they're going to accentuate that, make it cooler by cloud brightening, by reflecting the sun heat away during a grand solar minimum? What would that do? How many more people could they kill with that? Then, at the same time, preparing for that, they sell you super processed food, which creates chronic illness, chronic inflammation, obesity. Look at the obesity statistics in the United States, or across the world, but especially in the United States. Then, after you've gotten most of them chronically sick and all, if you were a dirty, rotten, evil, no good eugenicist, why not get them to inject something into them that destroys their immune system? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Could it be that this whole thing had been laid out, plotted, planned, funded, researched, designed, developed to cull the herd by billions, at taking advantage of nature itself and using nature as a weapon of war? Now, we know for a fact that they've been manipulating weather since World War II. Experiments even before that. There's even a document, Owning the Weather by 2025, by the military-industrial complex. Could it be that we're living in a war against me and you? So what'd they do? They created a cult to save the planet from global warming, man-made global warming, and made mankind the enemy. And everybody wants clean water. Everybody wants clean air. Everybody wants these things. So did they take advantage of our conservation, our wants, and then suckle us in to this climate cult? And so they use these useful idiots to drive their policies in an effort to create a cult that ends up drinking this Kool-Aid and committing suicide. What if that's true? Look at the war on meat. You see it everywhere. You see over in Europe, the war on the farmers. Over here, the cattle herds decimated. And now the EPA is coming out with all kinds of new regulations that their estimates are on the high end, 3,500 meatpacking plants that will be forced out of business because of their new regulations. driving meat prices even higher. And what if you walk into the grocery store and all you can see is meat, but it's behind a lock because the prices have gone so high? Or perhaps they want to make meat rare. And we're not talking about rare steak. We're talking about it's rare that you get to eat meat. Remember what Klaus Schwab said, you will eat the bugs and be happy. What if this is all part of the plan? The grand solar minimum is just beginning. By 2030, it'll be maxed out, and by 2040, we'll start warming up again. But in the meantime, how are you going to heat all these places without oil, without gas, without natural gas, without coal? You know, the windmills of Texas, they froze up. And solar panels don't work too good on cloudy days with the cloud brightening going on. So how are you going to survive? Could it be there's a war on me and you? You know, a lot of people laugh when I say something like that. And that's fine. But what if? What if it's true? What if this is all a big planned murder? A democide? And what if you don't care? Ladies and gentlemen, when are we going to wake up and realize there's a war, an unseen war on mankind? Something else to think about in this crazy, crazy world. Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.
Yes sir, no sir, free back. you television watching fool. Yeah.
Never your mind to be free. Never your eyes will ever see. Lick the boot of tyranny. Begging for your slavery. They who have remote control. Television watching news believer.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is 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 extremely dangerous to our democracy.
In their world forever locked.
Dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. This is extremely dangerous.